So you can turn in your Bibles, John chapter 1, starting in verse 6 through 8, and then jumping to verse 19. John chapter 1. There came a man who was sent from God, and his name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. Verse 19. Now this was John's testimony when the Jews of Jerusalem sent priests and the Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Christ." They asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." And finally they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" And John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the desert, make straight the way for the Lord." Now some Pharisees who had been sent to question him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" "I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." And all this happened at Bethany, on the other side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Next slide, please. One of the most common fears that I'm sure some of us experience, maybe when we were kids, maybe to some degree, even now as adults, and one of the most common fears is fear of the dark. We get a little uncomfortable when it's dark. If you've ever been down to the caves down at the Lava Beds Monument and gone deep into a cave and shut the light off, it takes some getting used to. It's a little uneasy when the light first goes off because your brain is looking for something. Your eyes want to see something, a reference point, something familiar, something you can lean on, grab hold of. And it makes perfect sense that this is a common fear, because what's familiar in the daytime takes on a whole new look when the light fades. You know, common trees in a forest can suddenly look like an eerie, spooky place. Where it's beautiful in the daylight, suddenly it's a little unnerving. And I've been there. And I always make sure my gun is there too. But darkness and light is imagery that we're all familiar with, not just because of our experience with physical darkness, but because of our experience with emotional and spiritual darkness. Loss and grief and depression can all feel like a deep darkness that covers everything in our lives. Violence and death and sin creep into our lives and often seem like it's going to block out what little light there may be. Advent is a time when we reflect on the coming light, a light who entered our darkness to illuminate the heaviness of the grief and the pain, and kind of, in a sense, to chase the monsters away and to help us to breathe a little easier. A light has come to shine hope and life and grace and love into our hearts and our life, and out into the world. A light we often need to be reminded of in the midst of our darkness and pain. A light we often need to shine for others, that they may see hope in the midst of their darkness. The promise of the light coming is what John the Baptist came to share with the people. Now, John was just a messenger. He was not the Messiah. He made that very clear, that he was not the Messiah. But he assured them that Messiah is coming. And John uses the imagery of Jesus as light. And he was talking to a people that were well familiar with darkness, a spiritual darkness. They hadn't heard from God in a long time. And they were feeling desperate because they were under the thumb of the Romans at this time. And while they had some freedoms to practice their religion, they really had to toe the line. And they really had to answer to Rome. Their priesthood was corrupt. And their king, King Herod, he was in reality more of a friend of Rome than he was of the Lord's. And so these people knew and understood darkness. And they understood suffering. And the people walked in a darkness of despair and grief, and they were losing hope. And it reminds me of the darkness that was foretold in Isaiah.